the jungle, in the rainy season, you're going to get wet. If you don't stop and dry yourself off, you can end up with some wet weather injuries like immersion foot, also known as trench foot or jungle rot.
If your feet are constantly soaked, then you could be in big trouble. Your skin will tear and let in some ugly fungal and bacterial infections. If you've been walking for a while, your body will have trouble pumping blood to them with antibodies that could fight the infections. In short, they'll start rotting away.
Now, right now, my boots are wet, and I've been walking a while, but my feet are just fine. I was taught a trick by the Vietnam vets. Stop a few times a day and air out your feet and ditch your socks.
This will keep your feet as dry as possible and could save you from trench foot. But even in the jungle, there are ways to stay healthy.
Walking through the jungle can be a lot like taking a trip down to the pharmacy if you know what you're looking for.
In a jungle rich in plant life, Mike has memorized distinguishing features on every useful plant he has ever been shown to help him recognize them again. This is Vismia angusta, known to the locals as Peacherina, but Mike recognizes it by the thick red veins in its leaves.
Now this tree right here, I like to call it the iodine tree, and it's pretty easy to use. You simply pull off one of the leaves and just put iodine right there on all your little scratches, and that'll help fight infection, and it's a good way help take care of yourself while you're out in the bush.
This is Ficus antihelminthica, the ohe tree, used by the locals for treating sicknesses like fever and diarrhea.
The way they do it is they pull it up by the root, and then they scrape off the root into some water and just let it set for a minute, and they just drink it straight. You don't even have to boil it. So this is real handy for a survivor who doesn't have much.
And this one is Curupita guyanensis. But the locals just call it the cannonball tree. They use its flesh to keep bugs away.
I see why. That's an insect repellent. It stinks. Basically, most of the things that can kill you are the diseases that you can get from the mosquitoes. So if you can prevent the mosquito bites in the first place, you got half the battle won.
Even with no tools or weapons, Mike knows how to find much-needed protein to add to his fruit diet and keep starvation at bay. The secret is the root of a plant the locals call barbasco.
Now, I've just been out in the woods gathering some roots that I'm going to use as a technique for fishing without a hook or net. You smash these up, you put them on a stick, and you stir it in a part of the stream, and there's a toxin in the root, and that's what makes the fish float to the top. Stab them with a little spear, bring them home,